Let's move on to step four. Step four is knowing that before anything existed, God saw you. Before anything existed, God saw you. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Before Adam and Eve ever fell, God knew what was going to happen. He provided for us a Savior. He put us in the earth to do something with our lives. It's not a mistake that you were born on this earth, nor is it some accident that you are here. God knows you and knew who you were before the world was formed. He is excited about your future, and so am I. He wants to do something in your life. Will you let him? If he knows who you are and he saw you before the foundation of the world, then there is nothing that has gone on in the past in our lives that what will happen in the future that will be a surprise to him. Let's find out what God has for us. Let's find out what the future holds. It all started when you surrendered all your heart and gave him all your life and made Jesus the Lord of your life. That's what being born again is all about. It's not a mental ascension towards God, but a real heart commitment. The big word here is all. All your heart, all your life. What does that mean? Well, to some it may mean that they have like fire insurance, so they won't go to hell. But it is so much more than that. It means belonging fully to God. It means whatever he wants and decides rather than what we want or we decide. Running the race means learning to live our lives the right way, how to act, how to be, how to live in God's right way, not according to our old ways that didn't work. As Christians, we need to learn how to make decisions based on God's way, not our way. How to love according to God's way instead of our way. How to process things around us according to God's way and not our way. Now that is running the race fully for God. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for my friend running the race every day. Lord, when we get out of bed, we acknowledge you. We allow you to be the king of our heart and the king of our mind. Lord, thank you for your forgiveness that washes all the past away, absolutely cleanses everything. We are a new creature. We are strong in the Lord. We realize that everything is new, and now we're running the race, and we're running it every day with you. Amen. Let's move on to step five.